47 snow. Blimey, neck. I shall never forget that. Rationing was still on then. I was going out with June then, 47. I started going out with her in 45. And there, there were 47, there were nothing going off. Nope, went past here, that big snow. These roads, there were no snow blowers and big shovels like that at the quarry then. There weren't any, just men. Of course, the men at the quarries were on road with shovels.
So the quarries couldn't work?
No, quarries could do nothing. There was too much snow about.
So did the council pay the men to clear the roads?
Yeah.
So in the 47 winter, how did it affect you on the farm?
Well, we were all right, because we got pretty well a fodder. There were some of these places higher up, they got nowt.
What did they do?
They kept managing on, and this were getting on. And during snow, there'd be three or four gangs of men between Walsall and in Longnow. They weren't all in one place. And Tom Sutton, he was gang master, you know. He was setting them all on and seeing as they'd all got shovels and everything, you know. Well, during night, when they'd get up and blow it in again. And it'd be so much higher next day, throw it out. And this went on for quite a bit. I can remember one wagon coming up last year with a load of fodder on. He was just above tractors up here, about that sycamore tree. He was rough. I mean, but only been shoveled out best they could, you know, and been nothing over it. Me and that, he was rocking about. He did manage to get up through eventually. I think it was something to do with NFU. It went to Walter Cundy's at Hardingsbird. I think I'm right. Then people fetched it from there with horse and cart, horse and sledge, and anything from there.
Did you manage to get your milk away?
Yeah, we were lucky. Anyway, ages, you couldn't get down road here. It was just absolutely full up below and above, all up main road.
Where did you take it to?
They come no end from up Newtown. Meadows come down, big meadow. In some places it road, just depending where wind was, it had blown it off. And then they could get down Scootluff, there's a lot of trees in there, to Chadley there, turn in at the green there, and come down big meadow. There was nothing on that. Blown it into road. Went down meadows here, and out at onto Patches, we call it, over at Brook, into Holmes Yard, up Holmes Drive, and your factory. And our milk, whoever went past first, has your milk gone? I said, no, none yet. Hey, put it in here. Scootluff, they got a damn good sledge. It were a damn good. They fixed some shafts up on it. Whereas, if you went down a steep bank, didn't run into the horse. It got bridging strap on. He didn't run into the horse, he held it back. He were fine. Hey, they flitted around the milk, they did, from up Newtown and ours and Raspberry.
So your milk went to the cheese factory?
Yeah. And they picked it up and took it. No, we were lucky. In that 47 snow, I walked from here then to Hardington. Philip were back at, he were demob then. He were back at Hardington running a job. Well, he loaded me up with as much as I could carry from Hardington. Had a big dinner bag as I used to go take school with on my back, and had another bag as I was carrying on my hand. And next day, my mother got me some things a bag of nutches I wanted to carry again, and I went up Badgercroft. And weren't they just pleased to see me? I went from here up Big Meadow, up Newtown, up to Miss Lomas's. Well, I was going across on the flat there, and June met me. She seen me, I think I was in the kitchen, doing something at the kitchen window, and seen me come over Brow and down the hill. I'd never been up there for six weeks. And I took them this stuff, I know, hey, what were they in that bag? I can't remember properly. I know the cost of bed, of course they got me, my mother, we were trying to think what they got and what we could do it like for them, do something with, you know. Hey, I had as much as I could bloody well carry. There'd be tea and sugar and all that sort of stuff. Nobody had never gotten out. And June said, a bit before that, they got word somehow is Abberley had been round and he left a lot of bread at the Royal Cottage because they used to have the bread off him.
Right.
And that were left at Harker. And, of course, June and Dorothy must go up to the Royal Cottage and fetch some bread. That were all right. Well, June said he was nice as they went up. And she said, and when we got to Royal Cottage, Mrs. Brunt would have them to have a cup of tea and something to eat before they set off back. Well, she said, we had the gunboat set in a snowy blizzard. She said, we only just made it. She said, he couldn't see where we were going. I don't know whether you've ever been out on them higher roads.
No.
Up there. Frightening.
Not when it's dangerous like that.
It's frightening.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
It's bloody frightening. And you've got to be very, very familiar when everything's buried in snow. You couldn't see a gatepost there. You couldn't see any... something on that side you should see. Then she said, we nearly panicked. And anyway, they just made it.
What were you like for water here? Did stuff freeze up?
Oh, it froze up. But you had to take care of it. This was the only water we had. This spring never went dry. But we kept it covered up. And my dad got some galvanised sheets or... perhaps a section of a collapsed down coat or something, then some old carpet, anything to keep wind out, you know, frost, and frost out. And that's how we managed.
So how did you water your cows?
Well, I don't cover it well. They come out and had a drink.